here's a story from The World.
We saw the worst of far-right extremism in Nazi Germany. Today in Germany, we're again seeing a troubling rise in anti-Semitism. There has been an increase in hate crimes. The AfD, a far-right political party, is the third largest party in Germany's parliament. Neo-Nazis have infiltrated the German security forces, and conspiracy theories linking Jews to the coronavirus are spreading. Against this backdrop, a small German Jewish press has published a book about anti-Semitism, but there's a twist. Here's The World's Sarah Birnbaum.
My life motto is, if you can make a joke, go for it. I'm in good company, the late Carl Reiner said.
I just know that it's much more fun to laugh than not to laugh.
And that especially goes for things that suck, like anti-Semitism. I get this from my family. My grandparents are Holocaust survivors, and they're hilarious. That's why I was drawn to the book Antisemitismus für Anfänger, or Anti-Semitism for Beginners. The cover is Pepto-Bismol pink, and there's a cartoon of some well-dressed people chatting at a cocktail party. One woman says, "So, you converted to Judaism. Why?" And the other one says, "We wanted to be part of the global conspiracy, too."
Joking about a problem brings it onto the table in a different way.
That's Miriam Halberstam. This book is her brainchild. She runs a small Jewish press in Berlin. She says she got the idea for this book when the pandemic started and she was seeing all these crazy conspiracy theories about how the Jews manufactured the virus to achieve world domination. You know, the usual.
I was upset. And I thought, you know, I just really don't want to be upset anymore about this stupidness. And then I thought, well, the only way not to be upset is to laugh about it.
Miriam reached out to Thiel Mehta, a well-known German cartoonist who works for Stern magazine, and asked him to help her with a book about anti-Semitism.
I was not really excited.
This is Thiel Mehta.
Because there's a lot being said and it's always in the news. And
yeah, it's always the same. I mean, Nazis are bad, Jews are good, or whatever. It's like this.
Thiel says it never works.
It's like the people who are Nazis will stay Nazis. The people who are not Nazis don't get the joke or don't laugh about that. And she said, no, let's do something funny. Let's do something which is probably even embarrassing.
The book is full of gallows humor. For instance, there's a cartoon about the shooting that happened in 2019 outside a synagogue in Halle. The gunman killed two people, but there was this heavy wooden door on the synagogue that prevented him from going inside. So in the cartoon, two people are watching television. They're seeing a news report about the shooting. And the wife says to the husband, "Wow, a special door stopped the gunman." And the husband says, "Well, they have money for things like that."
Let's get right into it. Where are my people at? Jews in the house? Wow, a lot of them, yeah.
Humor about anti-Semitism isn't all that unusual in the U.S., especially from Jewish comics. Take comedian Elon Gold.
Jews, we're just like everybody else. We all have the three basic human needs, sex, money, and food. We just want them in a different order. It's true, like for the rest of the world, it's sex, money, and food in that order. But for us, number one,
money.
How dare you?
And jokes about the Holocaust? Sure, why not? Here's Sarah Silverman.
Nazis are mother wipes dicks. Oh, they're cute when they're little. I will give them that. They're so cute. Why can't they stay small? But
this kind of humor, my grandparents' humor, the humor in anti-Semitism for beginners, is not the norm in Germany. There are so many laws in Germany about what you can and can't say, about showing swastikas or other Nazi symbols. And there's so much soul-searching and confessional coming to terms with what happened that you just don't see a lot of Nazi jokes. Thiel Mehta says the past is just too raw.
I was born in the 50s, in 56, and in my generation, many people, even up to the 70s or early 80s, they wouldn't dare to say the word Jew.
That's how scared they were about causing offense. Today, in Berlin, Jewish culture is, well, chic. There are Jewish book festivals, film festivals, klezmer bands, falafel joints. Miriam Halberstam says it's a very different place than when she was growing up.
It's a totally different experience. My daughter was in a Jewish choir. We have a synagogue within five. Chabad House is 5 minutes from our home.
Still, anti-Semitism is on the rise in Germany. According to a recent study from the World Jewish Congress, over 40% of Germans believe Jews talk about the Holocaust too much. 22% agree with the statement, people hate Jews because of the way Jews behave. Miriam says a lot of Germans don't want to acknowledge that anti-Semitism is growing, and they especially don't want to acknowledge their own anti-Semitism. And that's why they need this book.
I think people are very grateful for this book. Those people who are not Jewish especially are grateful, because all of a sudden, it's not like you stepped in dog poo when you're talking about anti-Semitism. I think with this book, people will be able to talk openly about it and speak about the different problems.
Sarah Silverman, the comedian, once explained it this way.
Comedy puts light onto darkness, you know, and darkness can't live where there's light. So that's why it's important to talk about things that are taboo, because otherwise, they just stay in this dark place and they become dangerous.
For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.